All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking. We thank Sean Singletary for joining us in the first half hour, and we've got Chris Horn on the line holding. But before we go to Chris, Frank has the LeClaire Ryan, in this case, player of the game.
Well, there wasn't just one play by Justin Anderson in the last 5-6 minutes of the game, but let's count them up. He had an alley-oop dunk, which we believe tied the game, if I remember correctly.
40, but he had a three ball before that brought us close.
He made a huge three ball from the corner or from the left wing. Later, he blocked an outside shot that would have tied the game. And I believe he was involved near the end of the game contesting that last shot from almost the logo at center court.
Well, after the alley-oop, he hit the three to put us ahead 48-45 with about 2.5 minutes remaining, or 2:45 or something. So he had the big three to draw us close, and then the dunk to tie it, and then the three to put us ahead.
Yes. So we're going to give Justin Anderson the game ball. If Darren Adkins had made his free throws at the end, he might have gotten some accolades, but he choked. All right. We're going to join none other than Chris Horn, the Sabres recruiting analyst. We're going to bring him on right now. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good to have you back on Who's Talking. And well, we got National Signing Day right around the corner, and that is February the what?
Fourth. Wednesday, February the 4th. Yep.
Wednesday, February 4th. And you've done this for the Sabre for how many years now?
Hold on. Now I need to start counting.
It's 52.
It's been so long. So I guess over 10. That's good, though. That's good.
More than 10 years.
Yes.
All right. So Mike London has been a busy head coach as his assistant coaches. Let's see if we can keep score here. This is what we know. Tom O'Brien, the assistant head coach, associate something or other, finally retired. Scott Wackenheim, the offensive line coach, left to go to take the head coaching job at VMI. Best of luck there. In the meantime, Mike London has hired Dave Borbély for his fifth visit as an assistant coach at UVA. I'm just kidding, too. Good to have him. He's got a pretty amazing resume. And then they really stole an up-and-coming star assistant coach. And Chris, is it Beatty?
Chris Beatty. Yes.
Yeah, from Wisconsin, running backs coach. And I think he's going to be a big shot in the arm for the Wahoos. Anyhow, there's been some defections in the final month here or so. Rasul Clemens, South Carolina prospect, dropped by the wayside due to academics. Mm-hmm. Same is true of Kareem McDonald. Mm-hmm. And we lost Brandon Wilson to Indiana. He transferred, and then David Curry flipped over to Georgia Tech. And then Virginia picked up three new verbal commitments, Eric Gallen, mm-hmm. Najee Abdullah, and Stephen Wright, who's also a terrific comedian. So tell me, in all this activity, did Virginia come out ahead in all this, or are they just hanging on for dear life?
Well, that's a good question. I think, now there's another recruit that's going to commit tomorrow, Jordan Fox, who's another defensive end, or actually more of an outside linebacker, rush end type, kind of like Max Vallis, who, of course, declared for the NFL draft. He's going to announce tomorrow between UVA and Stanford, and if they would get him, that would be a nice shot in the arm, certainly a guy who has been high on their wish list.
He's from St. Peter's Prep up in New Jersey,
which is a traditional power. So that's definitely a school that produces year in, year out, typically produces good football players. Now, some of those cases, Clemens was a guy, you mentioned academics. You know, the thinking that was that he probably wouldn't be able to get to Virginia next year anyway. It probably would have to be a year from after he graduates before he gets to UVA. But obviously time will tell in terms of how they eventually come out. I will say I really like the kid Stephen Wright who committed this past weekend. You mentioned they got three commitments. Stephen Wright's a kid out of Georgia, Ware County, Georgia. Also had an offer from Nebraska. Tennessee, Florida, you know, some SEC interest here late as well.
And UNC.
UNC as well with a reported offer there from them. Just watching him on film, 6'5", or 6'4", 6'5", you know, 235 pounds, really quick off the line. I really liked him a lot from what I saw from his senior footage. So I think Virginia may have gotten a really good one from him. I spoke with Najee Abdullah's coach today. Najee's about 6'5", 220 at this point. Another outside linebacker rush in. He says he's going to need to redshirt. He's an interesting prospect though because he played basketball and football throughout high school. You know, most kids just kind of give up one sport and focus on one, but he did the basketball AAU circuit and everything. So he never really focused on the weight room, but that's obviously going to change when he gets to UVA. So he could be a real sleeper in terms of he's got that athletic ability, but just strength. It's going to take some time for him to get stronger. And then Eric Gallen is he's a productive player out of Florida. Anytime you get kids out of Florida, I think that's obviously pretty high school football player. They're used to playing fast and against speedy players, so that's definitely a benefit. But another kid who probably will have to redshirt. But
let me question about him first. Sure. Let me jump in there. Eric Gallen, he played for 3 years at George Jenkins High School. Then he transferred to Lakeland Christian.
Right.
And he led this team to an 11-2 record. They made the state semifinals in 3A. The coach raves about him and says he could easily put on 25, 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can. I think he's going to be a guy, though, that you get there and you redshirt, and over the course of that redshirt year, maybe the first year or two, it'll take a little bit of time with him. But again, a productive football player. You mentioned those 3 years at George Jenkins High School that he played all three seasons, started all three seasons. And then moved on to Lakeland Christian, and his coach, you mentioned Wayne Peace, raved about how he got better as the season went on, and in the biggest games he came up pretty clutch as well. And they played a really good Trinity Christian team there in the state semifinals. Trinity Christian has a handful of top talents, including a LSU cornerback commit and several a UCLA linebacker commit, and several others. So. Definitely seems to me like a solid get as well, but a guy who's, again, going to take some time, and we'll see. And, there's as I mentioned, Fox, and there's a few other guys who are really good-looking targets. Who
Gary Jennings.
He was a guy I was going to touch on next, Frank, certainly. West Virginia, UNC, Notre Dame are kind of the finalists, along with UVA for Gary Jennings, who's a wide receiver slash safety out of Colonial Forge in Stafford, Virginia. And a guy I really like a lot. I think he's very explosive. His coach, Bill Brown, who coached Ahmad Brooks in high school, certainly has been around for a long time, knows his stuff. He just raves about his ability to go get the ball, his ball skills, and UVA wants him as a receiver. And I think UVA's got a great chance with him. And, again, I mentioned Fox will be important tomorrow. You know, Stanford could be tough to beat, but if UVA can get him, especially, I think Fox could be a kid who, given the team that he played for and the competition he played against, I think he could be a kid who could possibly contribute next season. So it would be big if they could get him over Stanford tomorrow. And then, Johnny Patrician, safety out of Pennsylvania, T.J. Griffin, cornerback out of Ocean Lakes in Virginia, a few other prospects just to kind of keep an eye out for as signing day approaches here.
All right, let's talk about the kids that Virginia has got verbal commitments from.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the biggest name is Javonte Simmons out of Ocean Lakes, a 6'1", 230-pound linebacker, four stars. But the guy that I'm wondering about is Warren Kraft out there at William Fleming High School, 6'2", 185, who's doing very well in basketball. And he originally committed to Virginia Tech and James Johnson to play basketball. Then he changed his mind when Johnson was fired by Tech. And now Virginia's recruited him for football. And his stats are pretty good. 68 receptions over the last 2 years, 15 touchdowns, almost 1,400 yards, and this is his second sport?
Yeah, he as you mentioned, not a recruiting storyline that you hear too often in terms of how he arrived at UVA, but definitely a very intriguing prospect. His coach coached former Virginia Tech running back David Wilson, who was a phenomenal athlete, and he he thinks they're comparable athletic, have a comparable athletic skill sets in terms of speed, speed, jumping ability. And I think, yeah, Kraft is a very interesting guy. I think he's a guy that's going to need some time. He's only played 2 years of high school football, and you mentioned, Frank, obviously he did very well in those two seasons. But the athletic ability that he has, and he's got those raw skills, but I think he's going to take some time to, you know, get the to smooth out the rough edges in terms of route running and things like that. But definitely a guy to look out for. I think, you know, when you talk about a guy like Gary Jennings, I think he may be able to come in and contribute earlier. Earlier than Warren, but Warren's definitely a guy that, you know, has got great size solid size, 6'2", and just very athletic, fast, and can really jump. And you know, he can't teach playmaking. Certainly, obviously, he made a lot of plays this year too. So definitely a guy that will be interesting to see. You know, I wouldn't expect him next year, but you know, 2-3 years down the road, I think he's a guy that if he stays committed to you know, playing football, I think basketball was his, you know, first sport, but if he stays committed to it, I think he's a guy who could turn out to be pretty good.
You know, I've said many times that all football players really wanted to play hoops. They just didn't have the skill to do it. So, but once you learn how to play the hoop, you can go to those other sports. But, you know, Chris, and by the way, this is Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting guru, analyst, whatever. I guess I'm sitting here listening to this. How much is Coach London's status uncertainty impacting recruiting?
Well, I think, well, this year, in terms of rankings, this is going to be, you know, in terms of Coach London's first full year, you know, in terms of Coach London's full recruiting classes, that's from start to finish, not when he just got hired and, you know, had to close out the class when he first got there. But, yeah, this is going to be his lowest ranked class, and I think it is obviously affected by, which is, you know, shouldn't really be a huge surprise given the fact that so many kids commit early these days, like in the spring and summer before their senior year, and UVA's was coming off a 2-10 season, you know, had some definitely a rough year, so this is, you know, they're ranked in the bottom half of the ACC by both Rivals and 247 Sports. You know, I was a little surprised they were able to get some pretty good guys. You mentioned Giovanni Simmons, C.J. Stalker, who's enrolled as a middle linebacker. He's already enrolled at Virginia. He's a really good player they were able to get out of Ohio. Grant Polk, a really good offensive tackle who's currently enrolled, they were able to get out of Florida over Mississippi State. So yeah, I think Coach London continues to show that he can recruit. But, you know, but his status, I do think, is hurting him. And I think early on, you know, mentioned Chris Beatty. Hopefully, I think they're going to have to need, you know, hope to get some of these top guys to commit like a four-star, five-star commit early on to really help give UVA some credibility moving forward. Or it could be another tough one coming off another, you know, 5-7 year. But certainly, you know, yeah, this class. Not up to the standards that Coach London has set before. Although, you know, given the circumstances, I think it is turning out to be you know, better than possibly expected.
All right, one question for you: T.J. Thorpe, the North Carolina wide receiver kick returner, who announced that he was transferring, and because he'll be a graduate student, he can play right away.
Mm-hmm.
6 feet, 200, has battled some I believe foot injuries, if I'm not mistaken. Thorpe coming in, is he an impact, potentially an impact player?
I think so. You mentioned the foot injuries. I believe I read that he has broken his left foot three different times, I think. If he can stay healthy, obviously, I think he's a guy, obviously he's got experience. He was a highly touted player coming out of high school. If he can stay healthy, I think he's definitely a guy who can help right away next year. So I think that was big. He can help in the receiving game. He can also help in the return game. And of course, this is his final year, and there is an opportunity, I think, for somebody to step up at receiver with Jennings moving on. I think there's an opportunity for somebody to step in. I think he's a guy that can possibly help next year. I think that was a nice get for UVA.
All right, Chris, last question, then we're going to have to let you go before the break. It looks like Virginia has 21 verbals right now. Mm-hmm. There's a good chance with Jordan Fox, a good chance with Gary Jennings, and maybe one other. You don't see Virginia approaching 27 commitments, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think I could see three, maybe four, but I think that would be about max in my mind. Of course, you never know in recruiting what's going to shake out here on signing day, but I would say probably about three more, four more would be correct if they can get the guys that they want to get.
Very good. Well, listen, we've enjoyed your visit as always, and I know our listeners enjoy hearing the recruiting news directly from the guru himself, all right?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it as always, and I look forward to talking to you after signing day when we can really break it down and see how they did.
That'll be fun. We look forward to it, and thank you again this evening. All right, we're going to break. When we come back, we have Chris Sill with the Olympic Sports Report from the Foss home team, and we'll break down and preview the upcoming Duke game, which will be game day on ESPN. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.